Hey, it's Kathy. I just want to let you know that I am so excited because I am hosting the first ever Her Turn to Podcast Summit. It's a two-day event for women in podcasting, May 20th and 21st in Los Angeles. And I'm just so excited that women are coming together, women who have podcasts, women who want to grow their shows, women who want to start their podcast. Not only are you going to be hearing from some of my favorite women in the podcasting space about what it takes to grow an audience, what it takes to monetize the show, but also we're going to be doing this in a way that I think truly speaks to the gifts that we have as women. There's going to be meditation. There's going to be a sound bath. I think not only are you going to grow in amazing ways, but you're going to do amazing networking and you're going to expand your mind and your heart. And I think we're going to have a really holistic conversation about what does it really mean to create gorgeous show and how can we manifest from the feminine perspectives that we're not hustling, but we're aligning. I cannot wait. If you want to get tickets to this event, go to kathyheller.com/live. That's kathyheller.com/live to grab your tickets. There are about 350 seats in the theater. So I have a feeling this event will sell out quickly. You can go to kathyheller.com/live and you can see who all of our speakers are going to be. But I really can't wait just to tell you a few. Jessica Zweig is going to be there. I'll be doing a sit-down interview with Jenny Garth. You're going to be hearing from Patrice Washington, Jordan Gill, Amber Lillystrom, Julie Solomon. It's really going to be an incredible 2 days packed with so much information and connection and women having honest, heart-to-heart, vulnerable conversations about how we can make an impact in the world and use our voice. And I think podcasting is something that at this point, I really feel like more women need to understand, like, we were made to create this kind of intimacy and to create this kind of impact. And so I'd love to see you there in person. Get your tickets now. Go to kathyheller.com/live. I cannot wait to see you there. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying this week. You've been hearing the 5-day free workshop that I've been giving, and I'm hoping that you have been enjoying it. It's been absolute magic inside of the group. The comment thread has just been lighting up every single day, like Times Square, and the amount of people who seem to be having breakthroughs. It is just such an incredible experience, and I'm so just fully enjoying it on every level. I want to let you know that now the doors are open to the full program. So the full program, Abundant Ever After, is open if you would like to be a part of it. And if you've been enjoying this week, if you feel like this content has been lighting you up and giving you clarity, I just want to let you know that this was step zero. Like what we do in the program, we go through 12 weeks. And what we did here wasn't even step one of that method. It was zero, meaning we were beginning to have language around where we're headed and what's abundance and how we can start to paradigm shift. And then when we actually enter this program, we do two very specific things. The first 6 weeks of this program help you elevate the way that you feel, right? You actually get to change your vibration so that you are in that abundant state. And the second 6 weeks of this program, we give you a step-by-step roadmap so that you can take your passion and turn it into a profit, so that you are walking in purpose, so that you are giving your gifts away. But in order for us to get into that second set of 6 weeks, and it really doesn't matter, right, where you're at in this journey, because we actually have a VIP tier and we also have a solid gold tier. So if you just want to start where you are, you can do this solid gold tier. If you want to do the next level, that is also available for you. If you already have a thriving business, but you want to really reprogram your subconscious mind, and you know that there are days where you were in a trance because you were not feeling your best, and that is keeping you from your full state of creativity and joy and really allowing in the most abundance, right? If you want to work that muscle, this program is for you. If you have just started, this program has a track for you as well. So either way, whether you want to build and scale your existing passion and business, thriving, making profits, getting paid to be you, or whether you want to just begin that, we have a solid gold track and then we have a VIP track. They're both really and truly something I'm just so very proud of. I feel honestly morally obligated because I know that by you being in this experience, everything's going to shift. The way you feel, the way you see the world, the courage, the confidence, your self-belief, it's going to change everything on such a giant level. And then the way that you are able to allow yourself to serve and to get paid with ease. And we're going to be there with you. It's like having me in your pocket, helping you step by step, know what the next thing is to do. And then in addition, either track that you're in, you get accountability. We put you in pods. There's a hybrid of both self-paced videos that you watch as well as live calls with me. Depending on which tier you're in, you get even more calls with me. And you will find that this experience is unlike anything else. And at the same time, you have to know yourself, right? Like, you can sign up for the gym, but if you don't go to the gym, you won't actually get any healthier, right? Like, this program is the kind of program that can change your life. And you have to be ready to show up and be fully available to take these steps. But if you take these steps, 2023 will not be anything like 2022. Like, this will be the year. And you will say to me, I cannot believe what's happening. It is truly mesmerizing. You were destined to feel this good. So if you want to be a part of this program that will allow you to fully bring in abundance on every level, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. If you enroll by tonight, you get 2 fast action bonuses. One of them is a bundle of really helping you understand sales without ever having to sell. And the other one is a hypnotherapy bundle where you will have a live hypnotherapy session with my hypnotherapist, as well as you will have a recording so that you can play that as often as you want, because we understand their neuroplasticity in the brain. And we understand that we need to embed different programs and different beliefs. And so this program thoroughly helps you to reset your subconscious mind to feel fully what is available in the actual reality of your life. And then we will help you see very clearly what are the simple steps, and we will keep you accountable to them. And it is such a game changer. So whether you want to do the first track, which has so much in it, or you want to do the VIP track, you can decide. But if you go to kathyheller.com/join, you can choose which one works for you. We would love to have you in there. The cart will close in a few days, and it would be awesome to have you be a part of it. I hope that you enjoy today's session. And there's more coming tomorrow. And of course, this podcast will continue to be here as a service and as a resource for you. But let's take a listen to today's talk. I hope that you enjoy it. We've got more good content. This workshop is not over, so you'll be hearing more stuff. And if you'd like to be a part of it, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. We'd love to have you. The doors will close in a few days, and then we'll be diving in. So we are so excited to be back. We have so much to cover today. We are diving into one of the things that I think is my specialty. You know, everybody kind of has their thing. Some doctors focus on feet and some doctors focus on hearts. And I think for me, one of the things I've really honed is building an audience that's engaged, right? Creating an engaged audience. And we're going to talk so much about how you can do this and how we're going to see it totally different today than you've probably ever seen it before, which is going to feel not only doable, but it's going to feel like it just hits you in your gut. Like, no, no, this makes sense. Like, this is the way that we do that. And you're going to all of a sudden feel like it's not overwhelming, because we're going to focus on what really matters and we're not going to focus on anything else. So who's ready for that? And we have tons of giveaways today, because again, I told you, Words of affirmation and gift giving are definitely my love language. And so I tend to do those things all the time. So we have a few things to give away. One thing I'll just tell you at the start is if you go to kathyheller.com/share, not right now, but if you go there after, there is a intake form where we want to understand more about you, because as we told you, we are going to do a Q&A on Friday. And by understanding more about you and what you need and what your goals are, it's going to help us to prepare for that day and make it tailored to you. So if you fill out that form just to give us more feedback about you, you will be entered to win a $500 Nordstrom gift card. And then you can go get this top by Alice and Olivia. Yesterday, I was also wearing an Alice and Olivia top. I'm telling you, Colleen, like, these people should pay me, because I am the most enthusiastic person. And when I love something, I just wear it all the time. So if you want to get that Nordstrom gift card, you will fill out that form after. Don't leave your browser, but that's there for you. We're going to talk first today about pricing a little tiny bit. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, but we're going to talk about it for a second, because I want you to start to understand the value
in charging people, right? Because we're going to be talking more and more this week. And for those of you who are in our, join our program, we're going to be talking about how you can turn your passion, how you can identify it, and then turn your passion into a profit, right? And so we want to understand, why is it actually sexy and why is it actually a gift to charge people, to sell things to people? Why is there a gift in that? Because very often we actually experience that. Like, I loved buying this top. I loved going into Cartier. Like, each of these was for a different gift I bought myself. And I enjoyed that experience and I enjoy putting it on every day, right? It's like, these kinds of pieces, you buy one time, I will have this decoration on me for the rest of my life. This will be part of me because I appreciate the energy of how special these pieces are, right? So there's a gift, and I want to help you understand why you can do that also for other people. Because sometimes we know that we love buying a ticket to an amazing experience, or we love buying an item, or hiring a coach, or getting a really cool person to come organize, you know, the house. Next thing you know, you feel it changes your whole life. Like, we know what that feels like to be the buyer. But when we think about turning our passion to profit, we have a lot of resistance that tends to come up. And Colleen and I have both coached together and separately thousands of people, thousands, right? And so by doing that, you see patterns, and there's this phenomenon where people will like recoil at the idea of doing that for other people, even though we all enjoy it all day long, all the time, right? How many of you want to buy the next iPhone, even though you have one that you like? You just kind of like the experience of buying something awesome, right? If it's awesome, right? Because here's some things. You're going to have a lot of mic drops today that you can write down, but people don't buy price. Okay. So you can write that down. They don't. What do they buy? They buy value, right? They buy the value. So it's not about the price, right? It's about the value. So sometimes people will say, I can't afford that, right? And sometimes that's because for some people in some moments, that's true. But sometimes what they mean is, I don't see the value in that, so I'm not going to pay for it. And then there's other times where somebody will say to somebody about something, I can't afford that. But 2 seconds later, they spend $180 on a Taylor Swift concert ticket. And why? Because they see the value in that experience, right? The value dictates how we spend money. And so we want to look at, what does it mean to actually give value? Is it lowering your price or is it upping your value, right? Let's talk about the difference between Gucci and Target. Those are both awesome brands. There are definitely times where I want those two things for different reasons, right? I have three daughters. They literally have said to me, there was a day we got in the car on a Sunday and I was like, what if we just went to Disneyland today? Cause we live 40 minutes from Disney. And then my daughter's like, but I wanted to go to Target. And I'm not joking. That's like a real life conversation. And I'm like, they love Target. Like, they just love it. They walk in, they want to go through all the sections. They're into makeup now. So they want to look at the makeup. They want to get some e.l.f., you know, that brand. They want to get a few of those things. They want to walk into the craft section. And then they want to look at the clothes. And then they want to get like chips. Like, they're all into Takis. Target is the best for them, right? So there are days where as a mom, Target, I appreciate it. I also appreciate it, run a household, right? I want to get some paper towels, right? Target is like a jam. It is good stuff. In fact, I can't walk into Target and just get one thing. I can't say to myself, I need deodorant and walk out with deodorant because I have to spend $360 on things I don't even know what I bought. Who's with me? Yes, we're clear. We love Target. Yeah, we do. And at the same time, how is Target different from Gucci? It's so different, right? When you walk into Gucci, you expect an experience that elevates you the second you walk in the door. You expect that just the vibration lifts you into a different frequency. It smells good, right? You expect it to be clean in there. There's not a lot on display. There's less on display because the potency is higher, right? And when you make a purchase, it's this experience, right? They come out, they show it to you. They put it in one of those bags, those dust bags, right? And they wrap it up for you. And they might offer you a glass of champagne, or they might offer you water. And the seating in there is a little bit yummy and zhuzhy, right? And you leave there and you feel that you up-leveled yourself, right? And when you put on the Gucci bag, you don't put on the Gucci bag because it's a necessity. Like, oh, I need a backpack to hold these bottles of water. When you put on the Gucci bag, you get something different out of it, right? It's a reminder to you of who you are in your highest and best, right? You're buying it not because it's practical. You're buying it because just having the item or wearing that item is a constant little hit. It's a little hit of, ooh, there is a lot that's possible for me. And you will pay for that possibility. Colleen, anything you want to add to this before we go further with it?
Yeah, I just love the awareness that you're bringing, because most of the time we move through our days and we don't consciously think about this, right? We're aware there's these different brands. We're aware of these different experiences. But what we really want you guys to start recognizing and understanding is how much joy it brings all of us to get to go, quotes, buy things. And the more you can tap into that and drop into that, the easier it's going to be on the other side for you then to share your gifts with other people.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying to you is, like we talked about Aviator Nation a second ago. So when Paige decided to create this Aviator Nation sweatshirt, right, she looked at, what do I really want to sell? And she didn't want to sell price. She wanted to sell value. And so she wanted to make the clothing here in the States. And she wanted to have the highest quality fabric. And you can feel it when you put it on. It's super soft. It's like a butter feeling. And so instead of charging $16 for a sweatshirt, she made a sweatshirt that was $190. And there's a buyer at every price. There is a buyer at every price. If you look at what's happened, even through a pandemic, there were buyers at the dollar store. There were buyers at Whole Foods. Gucci and Louis Vuitton did not sink, and either did Target. There's always a buyer at every price. And some of those buyers are the same people. They just have different needs in different moments. So when you go to create an experience, there's no reason. We often think that if we charge less, we're somehow helping somebody. Or if we charge less, it's easier to sell. But people buy the value. And what gift of abundance are we really giving someone? Because if you charge less, what you're really saying is, I don't believe in abundance. So I would never charge a lot because I don't think you have access to abundance, because I don't think abundance exists. So why would I ever charge you something that's a lot? Because I agree, you could never find your way to more money, right? But there is so much money. In fact, there's trillions of dollars. And like I said about the radio on the first day, the market is already here. You don't have to create and print money. It already exists. You just have to allow yourself to receive it. It's already here. And what Colleen and I have done is we've coached thousands and thousands and thousands of people so that they can actually just receive it. I got a note the other day. I didn't even know I was going to read this to you, but I may as well, because I asked her when she sent it if I could share it. And I got a note from one of our clients, and her name is Gail Keys Allen. And she sent me this note, and this is what it said. Hi, Kathy. I don't know if someone else manages your inbox or not, but as the year comes to a close, I wanted to take time to express gratitude for you for helping me transform my life. You gave me permission to drop perfection and build this business. And I did it quick and messy. So far this year alone, I made $285,000. And in the past 19 months, since I left the job after you showed me how to build it versus a side hustle, I made $350,000. She's 65 years old, by the way. She's African American. She's an amazing human being. She takes care of her daughter and her grandson. Last month, she said, I got my first Social Security check for $2,692. If I had not done what you said, I wouldn't have quit my job. I wouldn't have gone all in on this business, and I wouldn't be living the way I am now. In fact, I would be living off of $32,304 a year. Happy everything. I wish you all the best. And I said, I just adore you. So let's see if we can get that straight. Okay. So she is an amazing human being, right? She's 65 years old. She had been through hell and back. She had gotten a lot of knocks from life. She had gone through cancer. Her husband had left her. She told this story publicly. She had come on the podcast, so I can retell it to you. But when she came into our program, right, it was a matter of me just showing her that she is allowed to go ahead and receive that which is already there and create value and solve a problem and take her passion and turn that into a profit. And there are no excuses, because she went ahead and was able to make 285 grand last year. And she made 350 grand in the last 19 months since she went ahead and did that. So I want to just tell you something right now, and then we'll talk about it more at the end. But Colleen and I, we basically developed a method to do two things. Okay. We developed a method to A, help you sustain this vibration, right? Because if everything is energy, if energy is the skeleton key that unlocks everything, you're going to need, right? You're going to need to sustain this place where you drop into the present moment. And that gives you then access to all your joy, all your energetic and your creativity. And so we developed a system for you to sustain that. Okay. And so in this 12-week program, I'm just going to tell you real fast because people were DMing me all last night. This program is called Abundant Ever After. Ever after, forevermore. And it's 12 weeks. And the first 6 weeks, you go through that system to sustain, to be able to pull out and to find the highest frequency possible that you were born to feel, and then to sustain it. The second 6 weeks, we have developed a method to help you know exactly what to do to profit from your passion, to find your unique passion and profit from it. Because you were put here to give away your gifts because you know you have magic. And when we're in that state of purpose and we walk with that feeling of enthusiasm, there's nothing better. So if you are excited to be a part of that, you can type the word ready into the chat. And later on today, one of our amazing team, they will send you a little bit more information about that. And at the end of this call, I will answer a few more questions about it because everybody has already been asking me and I will give you some more information. But I will tell you, and I'll tell you this a little bit more later too, you know, when people want something, right? If you look at the thousands and thousands and thousands of people every single January who decide to hit that gym or they decide to better their marriage and they go on a couples retreat, do you know the percentage of people who will actually make a change in their life? It's about 2%, right? Because it requires you, right, to commit to that part of you that I really actually think that we want someone to call us up from that part of ourselves. I don't think most of us actually want someone to collude with the part of us that makes excuses. I think there comes a day where we're looking for someone to say like, I'm not having it, right? But what I am saying is we don't want all the 100% of the humans to take our program. We want the people who are committed to being in the 2%. Like, I'm okay if you're in that place where you're like, hell if no, like I know myself and I'm going to keep choosing where I am right now. And I'm going to go back to sleep after this 5 days. And I'm going to kind of wobble between feeling pretty okay and pretty bad. And I know I won't be able to have the discipline to choose up and out of that. That is okay. That's actually very honest. And you can know yourself and say, there's no way this is my year, because that I appreciate that, right? I want people to self-identify, self-select and say, I'm all in and I can feel you're the person for me. And guess what? I know for a fact, I'm not the person for all of you because it's impossible. And for some of you, there's a way better person because they speak your language in a different way that will call you up. And if I'm not your person, I don't want you going near this program. Right? I want the people who are right. And that's why we offer these 5-day free challenges, because for most of you, this will be perfect. It's enough. You don't actually want to commit this year to do all the things. And that's okay. It really is. Like, I have to know myself, like anything with like my health and my weight and whatever, like I do want to be gluten-free. I took an allergy test. I just know myself. I'm not going to commit to that, like not in this moment, but it's interesting because other things I do, right? And then I get so much out of it. So you have to know yourself. But the reason I talk to you about value is because what I want to do now is I want to help you to build an effing audience who is aware of how valuable that is, right? I think that now we're going to get into this part of the content, which is going to be in your workbook, but it is so important to really see clearly what it actually takes to profit. What it actually takes to profit from your passion and build a business that's filled with purpose, what it actually takes and what it doesn't. Because so often you'll hear people say, hey, in order for you to start a business, you need 100,000 people on an email list. Like I've heard these things. I've literally heard these things multiple times. Or, hey, in order for you to start a business, you're going to need at least 10,000 people on your Instagram, because then you get that swipe up little feature. And if you don't have that, you just can't start a business. Like I just hear so many people who have focused so long and so hard on all the wrong things that it takes so much for them to actually get profitable, when really there's something so much more powerful and simple that actually does the heavy lifting for you to create a business. And it's what I taught this woman, Gail. It's what we teach all of our students. And here it is. And I'm going to put this in bold for you. It's intimacy. Intimacy is currency. It's not about how many humans. It's not about width. It's depth. And so we're going to go over a process right now where we're going to teach you what needs to happen for you to build audience. But I don't just want an audience for you. I want a small, engaged group of super fans. I would rather you tell me that you have 88 humans who listen to your podcast. I'd rather you tell me that you have 37 people on your Instagram who comment every single day. I am way more impressed by that than you showing me 175,000 people on your Instagram and you get 17 comments. That is not a vibe, my friends. That is a dead account. That is a dead business. That is a person who is spending time on vanity metrics. That is a person who is working, putting their ladder on the wrong wall. Colleen, before I go forward, anything you want to add about any of this? We've sort of gone from one piece to another, but I feel like we're in a good momentum today.
Oh, it's amazing. And you guys, a huge part of us feeling more comfortable when we are actually eventually, you know, taking our gifts and asking people to transact with us around it is this piece we're talking about right now, is around how you're going to be visible and feel so comfortable and so authentic, right? Because when you have your own permission to feel like you have this space to just bring your full self to the table, not only will the resonance of that drive the engagement that you're going to experience with your audience, it's also going to allow you to stay, again, in that higher frequency, higher vibe space that everything will flow and unfold from. So we often think, what do I need to do to sell? And the question is actually a little bit different, as Kathy's going to walk us through, because your own authenticity, your presence, your capacity to engage is really the roots of what is going to ultimately give rise to you having that opportunity to start bringing that profit in from what you're doing.
100 zillion percent. So let me just focus on one of the things that Colleen just said, because she said a lot of really good things. And let's talk about what does it even mean, right? That we don't have to sell. Because I don't know if you can tell, you've gotten to know me a little bit. Any image you might have of a salesperson, I think we all have in our head when we think of sales, we think of a guy like the dad in Matilda. You guys have seen Matilda. I read the book as a kid and I loved it. And we just took our daughters to see the stage show version of it. It's very dark. I forgot like how scary that show is. But her dad in the musical, in the book too, he's just like this horrible, right? Shyster. He's a used car salesman who makes everything look like it's good and it's all bad, right? And like we just kind of have this image of salespeople being that way. However, if you look at the world, right, and you look at what actually sells, right, like I happen to mention this brand, like Alice and Olivia, very successful, like they're selling constantly. I don't get that vibe from them that they are used car salesmen, right? I mentioned Reese Witherspoon yesterday, and she sold Hello Sunshine for $1 billion, and she's an amazing businesswoman. I just don't get that vibe. She has her own brand too, Draper James. It's her own clothing line. She's just not a used car salesman. So what does it mean that actually works in sales? And how can we actually understand that we get to be our authentic self and we get to have something that my mentor, Seth Godin, taught me is actually at play? Sales, and you can write this down. I said it a couple of days ago, really quickly I said it, but sales is radical empathy. Okay. It's radical empathy. When you see sales being done at its finest, there is no sale happening. It's kind of like if I put the pot on the hot water, it will just boil, right? Because eventually the water gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it just boils on its own. It's inevitable. It's physics. So with human beings, right? If human beings are going to be your clients, your customers, the people attending your workshops, the people buying your products, the people coming to you. So what needs to happen for the water to boil on its own? You get to do the funnest thing. You show up and you be generous. What does that mean? You create a space. You create a vibe. You create a possibility. You create a solution for them. You create a world for somebody. And when people feel that you've deposited, that you've created in them a feeling that they are emotionally filled up, they will come to you. They will buy it. They will just buy it, right? You don't have to convince somebody. You don't have to prove yourself. In fact, that's the opposite of what you'd want to do, right? Because sales is actually when it's done well. Marketing, when it's done well, is telling the right story to the right person. It's communication. It's giving things away for free that somebody actually needs. And when we do that, we become the best version of ourselves. We start to listen more than we speak, and we start to understand and identify what the problems are that people want solved. And we actually show up as the best version of ourselves. And so what we're going to talk about is building an audience that way. Right. So with my podcast, right, let's take that as an example. We've grown that thing to 40 million downloads without one stinking ad, right? Like, we just don't run ads for the podcast. In fact, we didn't run ads even for any workshops for 20 months, right? So just that podcast, the way it got to 1.5 million downloads, it got there on its own through something that is always the biggest engine. What is that? Word of mouth. However, let's say I didn't have anything close to 1 million downloads. Would I have made money? The answer is I was making money before I had the podcast, before I had social media, because I told you I did my very first workshop like this and I made $147,000. I went live, right, on Zoom and I didn't have an Instagram account and I didn't have anything beautiful and special. I brought 147 people to a Zoom call and I gave them. And I deposited and I gave them what I thought they really needed. I really thought about it. In fact, I had brought a girl, this girl, Chelsea, to my house, who is a songwriter. And before I did that workshop, I said, could you ask me every question you possibly have about what I do so that I really know what answers you need so that when I do this workshop, I understand you, right? So any brand that you admire, whether it's Google or Nike or Apple, right? What do they do all day long? They're looking for you. They want to know what makes you tick. Right? They want to help you. It doesn't matter if somebody on the team yells out rose gold. It's like, great, rose gold. Like, go find out if your client wants something in rose gold, right? What's the problem they need solved? And so the reason that workshop worked is because I went to a customer, I went to a person and I sat with her and I sat with her that day and I said, can you come back tomorrow? And I sat with her for 5 days. And I noticed that when she was taking notes, her computer was actually dying. So I bought her as a gift for doing all that research. I gave her an Apple computer and she was really, really thankful. But I really valued that. That was the most valuable part of starting that business. And what happened before that? I was selling songs to Pepsi and Walmart and I was making $75,000, $80,000. How? Why? Why was that working? Because I was doing the research. Because before I sent any songs, I didn't even begin to write the song. I first had the conversation and said, what story are you telling? Right. And then I would just hit the slam dunk every time. And my other songwriter friends would say, I don't get it. I mean, I get you're talented, but like, I don't get any of these songs placed. And I said, well, are you asking the question first? Do you know your customer? Do you know what they need? Or are you just sending music blindly? Like, well, yeah, we're sending music. We're working really hard. We're making EPs. We're making albums. We're making them the best we can. We're pouring money. We're getting the best musicians. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's fine, but what do they actually need in this moment? And maybe you should ask that question. And so making a business work is about knowing the language that your person speaks and creating a world around that. So we're going to talk a little bit more right now about how you can go and you can build an audience of even 20, right? My first $350,000 I made, I didn't have an Instagram account. I didn't have an email list. I didn't have a podcast. I was selling music to brands and television shows, which for me was the most incredible $350,000 ever, because it was 100% based on my passion, which so is this too. But I'm saying that was my first money made, right? Before I made $6 million a year, that amount of money, it was equivalent to $17 billion because I was doing it by going to Disneyland every day, right? Writing music and playing with shakers and singing songs and being with my friends in the studio and being paid that much money. That was my first experience of making money on my terms, right? I left my job to go do that. And so for me, it was you could have told me it was $100 billion. That's how it felt, right? And then everything I've done since then, I've consistently done the thing that feels most authentic to me. And it doesn't matter to me how many people are there because I'm actually looking for the smallest group, right? The smallest group that I personally was here put in the world to serve. I wasn't here to serve every single person. And even with those initial music clients of mine, I wasn't the right fit for a lot of people. Like, I'm not Bon Iver, right? I'm not going to write moody cinematic music, and that's okay. And Regina Spektor and how out of the box and indie and quirky she is, I wasn't going to get those same placements, but I was going to get the ones that I was meant to get because I could touch those people in a specific way. Colleen, anything you want to add to this? And then we'll keep going with some of the steps to build the business.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Kathy is so beautiful about inspiring us around is that and she's mentioned it before earlier this week, but we get so caught up in feeling like we're not enough. We get caught up in this comparison game. We get caught up in the who am I to do this game. And none of that actually has any meaning except when we're spinning out in it. It's really just about, Kathy said it, just listening, just being present. Like, it really gets to be that simple. And when we can do that and give ourselves the space to show up, all of these other pieces, they effortlessly fall out from them, right? We don't have to panic and worry about the end result if we just focus on the enjoyment of the process for ourselves and getting to be who we really are, because that frequency is actually so much more rare nowadays. And it doesn't need to be, but it is. And when we can experience that, like from a buyer, and boy, are we magnetic to that. And so it truly is when Kathy says there's no convincing, no, we're screwed if we go into the point of trying to convince someone, because then they can feel like our attachment to it, our need for them to be a certain way and this to happen and that to happen. And it doesn't feel clean. It doesn't feel easy. So it is much simpler than we often want to believe it is. It's an important point.
It's really true. It's so true. This whole convincing thing is just, this is why people probably at the root kind of repel from starting their own thing, because they feel like they have to sell, they have to convince, they have to impress. And if you think about it, like, we've all been to Costco. I don't love Costco. My husband is at 11 out of 10 obsessed with Costco. Okay. I'm the complete opposite, but he loves it. So what I find fascinating, right? You go to Costco and there's tons of stuff. I mean, there's just tons of stuff everywhere, right? But what sells the most, and they have this in the data, is the person doing the demonstration, just giving the stuff away. Like the guy with the Vitamix, he doesn't have to say a word. In fact, he usually doesn't, right? He's just busy making samples, right? He's giving samples away. And then they just go, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. Right. He doesn't have to say, let me tell you why this is better than it. He's just like, here, try it. Here, try it. Here, try it. Here, try it. And the experience of it, people just tend to want that thing. And so it's actually a coveted thing in Costco to be the person giving away the samples, right? Because they know those people sell off the shelf, like they basically sell out. So I want to give you an example of why it's less and not more, because I think this is going to be such a big game changer for you guys and give you so much hope and also confidence as you go forward. So I mentioned Seth Godin before. He's such a little wizard. I just love him. I feel like he's the combination of like a philosopher and a business genius. Like, he's all the things. So he's become a mentor in my life. He's been on my podcast, I think, like 3 times, and his books are just beautiful. And one of the things that he taught me was a great example where he tried to explain to me the difference between needing a lot of people and actually focusing on just a small group of people and why that's more important. So he gave the example of the difference between Taylor Swift and the Grateful Dead. And I just love this example. So I personally, I think this example really works on me, because I know this sounds crazy, but maybe not. I don't actually know any Grateful Dead songs. I just don't. I think that's actually perfect for this example, because I think that's the whole point. So Taylor Swift, I know who she is. I can sing you lots of her songs. I've definitely, you know, bought albums, streamed albums, you know, all of that stuff. I've never been to a concert, but I wouldn't be against it. I just haven't. So here's what he said. He said, who do you think is more successful, the Grateful Dead or Taylor Swift? And I was like, I think Taylor Swift. And he's like, okay, so let's look at success from different lenses, right? So he said, if you were to ask somebody who is a big, big, big Taylor Swift fan, you know, do you love Taylor Swift? Have you ever seen her live? They might say, oh my God, I've seen her live. I saw her live 3 times. She's amazing. And they would think that that's like a lot, and they would be right. Like, out of the majority of her super, super fans, maybe people seeing her 3 to 6 times is like what they're going for. He said, but if you were to ask a Grateful Dead fan how many times they've seen them live, if this person is a fan, they'll tell you they've seen them 49 times. They'll tell you they see every show. They'll tell you that they tour with them. So he's like, it's very different, right? So then he said, do you know how many songs the Grateful Dead ever had that were in the top Billboard, you know, top 10 on the radio? And I'm like, no, I don't know anything about them. I've heard them. I've seen the stickers on people's cars, right? He said 0, which I didn't know. He goes, you know how many Taylor Swift songs have been in the top 10? And he like gives me this number. And it's like all of these songs, like so many of her songs have hit the top 10. So he said, most people make the mistake of thinking that in order for them to be successful, they have to be Taylor Swift. They have to be liked by everyone. They have to be known everywhere. They have to be omnipresent. They have to have everybody aware of them, voting for them, seeing them. Like, it's literally either
you are this giant success. You have the name Kardashian. Everyone has heard of you, right? Or you can never sell anything. But he said the businesses that actually make more money. So he said, in all reality, he said, when they looked at, they did like a tiny little bit of research. And he said, it seems as though the Grateful Dead made more money because they sold not three records to every fan. They sold like 48 records and people went to every show and they didn't have to be the person that was everywhere all the time. They just had to have their group of people who didn't just like them. They were obsessed with them. And so I think that we have to understand that it's intimacy that moves the needle. It's the depth. It's the depth. So a good example in our community is this really sweet woman. Her name is Topdies, and she has been in our programs, and she did something that was pretty amazing. And also, based on everything I said, it makes sense. What did she do? She came here from Pakistan. She had $50 in her wallet and she wanted to create a business. And one of her passions is the clothing that she loves so much. That's like traditional sort of Pakistani clothing. And so she wanted to sell it. And what did I say the other day? Your greatest resource is your resourcefulness. So what did she do? Well, she didn't actually want to sew the clothing, but she thought it would be pretty genius if she found women in Pakistan who actually could sew and they might actually need that money and she could employ them to make some clothing for her. And she being in the States, maybe she could sell it. So what did she do? Well, she only had on Instagram a following of like 301 followers, not 3000, not 300,000, like 301. Like, you know, most of us actually, it says like the average person has like 400 people on social media. So she had a little less than the average person. And what did she do? She made a business. And within 10 months, she hit almost $100,000 in cash collected in revenue, right? And she fed these families. Right. And these families, it went a really long way. And then she actually started a charity. She actually started feeding all these kids every single day because the money went such a long way. How did she do that? She did that because it's an intimate audience. Okay. And it's something that really is authentic to her. And she did it even smarter than that. When the pandemic hit and she was not able to, you know, go see people in person, she had a really smart idea, which is what if I had a Zoom call? Like if people are interested in this clothes, in these pieces of clothing, I'll create like 15-minute Zoom sessions with people. Well, why is that interesting? Oh, because then she's talking to somebody for 15 minutes and they might have come to her Instagram or look at her site looking for like one top. But by talking to her for 15 minutes, she might be able to show them several pieces and show them things that are coming. And you know what happened? The average person who did a 15-minute Zoom call with her didn't buy one top. They bought six things because of the intimacy. So if somebody can be a person, and she said she was so nervous because she thought, you know, what if people, you know, what if I'm not the person, right? Because she said, I don't know. We all have these thoughts of self-doubt. I don't speak this way. I don't look this way. I don't dress this way, right? And it was just like, well, she found her audience and word of mouth, right? The person who enjoyed it then told somebody else. And next thing she knew, she had clients. And next thing she knew, she just had a business. But what if she would have thought, oh, there's no way I can start a business. I don't have a big enough audience. What if she would have thought about all the things that she needed that she didn't have? She wouldn't have made those sales. But really, it's about the intimacy. Colleen, anything you want to say? And then I'm going to tell them about the four pillars.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting how much a lot of us tend to do this. We anticipate further down the road and then come up with all these reasons why we're going to run into roadblocks or this isn't possible or this can't be here. And like Kathy says, we wind up just not even starting to move in the first place. And it really changes when we start to realize like it doesn't matter like what's on the other side. It just matters you in the now with your enthusiasm going to one person, to one person, to one person. And our brain wants to go, well, how is one person going to let me, you know, quit my 9-to-5 if that's my dream? And it's like, because everything starts, right? Like a seedling doesn't start as the full grown like tree or flower or bush, right? It starts baby and then it grows and it grows and it grows. And as it gets the momentum from the permission to let it be what it is in the moment, then it can flourish, right? And so we stop block ourselves a lot of the time by going, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. This wasn't my total vision. And it's, again, this whole aspect we keep emphasizing about the journey being the entire thing and the joy of the moment being the entire thing, because that is how successful businesses are built.
Yes. So I want to talk to you about the four pillars of what creates your sort of runway, right? Where if you just focus on these four pillars, you will inevitably just see the pot boil. You'll see people come to you. They'll want the thing, right? So these are the four pillars. These will be in your workbook later: visibility, engagement, leads, and sales. So visibility comes first. Then from there, we create the engagement, which generates the leads, and then the sales happen on their own. So I'm going to walk you through that process. Okay. Visibility. This is a big piece. Okay. This is actually probably where people get off the horse, meaning they don't even begin because there's so much that we have hung up on how people perceive us that we won't let ourselves be visible. And when we understand that there will always be people on their own trip, right? You could be literally Jerry Seinfeld. You could be Italian food. You could be anything. And there will be people who don't like Italian food. There'll be people who don't like Seinfeld. They don't think he's funny. Like, it's not Seinfeld's problem. It's okay. Everyone has their own preferences and we don't need everyone to approve of us. And let's say somebody is rude and they're like commenting, Jerry Seinfeld, you're an idiot. Should he be responsible for how people perceive him? No, because you don't realize that people don't actually see you. They see what they're willing to see, right? And so somebody could be triggered by you, and that's the trip they're on from the experience they had today, from the momentum of where their thoughts were yesterday. And there's always going to be that. So it's not a problem that people don't like something. It's a problem that you think it's a problem, right? When you just are clean, and this is why we do the program that we do in two phases, because I've got to get you seeing clearly, and I've got to get you locked into your own vibration, in your own state of clean energy, so that you can actually be a vibe for someone else. Like, if you're codependent and you're wrapped up in needing approval, we've got a big gap, right? And we're going to actually crash this car. We have to be clean. We have to be in a place where we're allowing people to be where they are, and we're not dependent. Our well-being is not dependent on other people. And so for me to get you to be visible, you've got to just clear yourself of all those triggers, because they're really not anything that you have to put your focus on. So visibility is number one. So what does it mean to be visible? It means showing up. What does that mean? Well, when you show up on Instagram, when you show up and on a podcast, when you show up anywhere, you show up fully and totally as yourself, right? You're not trying to convince other people to get on board. You're not trying to enroll them in who you are, your point of view. You're there for the people who can receive you and your point of view, and you show up and you start to give, right? You start to drip out that enthusiasm. And so whatever it is that your passion is about, you would start to share it, right? So if you do love flowers and you want to do floral design, you might start to show a little bit of what you do and talk about each flower and what it means or what seasons they come alive in. You're just depositing, you're just sharing, you're just visible, you're just there, right? And that gives people a lot. Because remember, energy is everything. So Colleen said to me a few months ago, I was like, there's so much stuff online and I want to see the good stuff. She's like, you should follow sugar cookie accounts. You should follow these girls who make sugar cookies. And I was like, what is she talking about? And she's totally right. Like, I now follow these accounts where women are icing cookies every day. And like, I literally can't get enough. I could see someone ice a cookie every day, all day, and I would feel good from it, right? So if somebody's in their zone and they're visible and they're just showing you, like letting you into their world, it's effing fun. Like, whatever is your thing, like, please show me how you Windex the table. I want to see it. If you're all lit up at Windexing the table in a special way you have to do it, I can't get enough. Like, get me at it. So that's being visible, right? And we would look at your passion, and in the program, we would identify what your passion really is, and we would get you to choose it and let it choose you back. And then we would say, like, don't you get, like, this is a whole vibe. We had this woman come through our program. She knits little dolls. And like, I was like, you literally light up, like your electricity can like power Times Square when you talk about these dolls that you knit. So please show it to me. Like, please go online and just show people you knitting these dolls and show them the patterns and teach them a little bit of what you're doing. Like, people went, you know, people went crazy for it. So that's visibility. What's the next thing? The next thing is engagement. right? And people forget this part. People just go online or they create a podcast or they do a workshop like this, but they don't engage because they're so worried about being impressive. They feel like they can't ask questions. They forget that like they don't have to do so much. What's really most meaningful to humans is to get to share, right? If people come out of a therapy session, they'll be like, it's always the best conversation. And it's like the therapist doesn't say a word, right? Why do they like it? Because they like to get to speak. We put up a form yesterday and Colleen's like, damn, that's so cool. All these people shared. It's like, yeah, people want to be seen. People want to give you feedback. They would like to tell you their opinion, right? So no matter what your topic is, if you're being visible and you're talking about scrapbooking, ask people questions. Like people who like scrapbooking, they want to tell you, right? They want to tell you what it is that their favorite tools are, their favorite stickers are, or what, you know, ask questions, right? So that engagement is everything. So the way that I design a profitable business without sales is this piece right here, this engagement piece, right? What happened when you joined the Facebook group to come into this challenge? Before we even started on day one, every single day, Colleen is dropping you questions. What's your favorite snack? Why did you come today? What's your favorite this? Why? Because we want to interact with each other, right? We're human beings. We want connection, right? We want to talk to each other. So engagement is huge. And people get this wrong. Either A, they don't notice it, right? And all they're doing, they're having a monologue rather than a dialogue, which doesn't work. Or they don't know how to ask the right questions. Like they'll be like, oh, okay. So what I did is I said, so tell me everything about you. And nobody can comment back. How about type a 1 if your favorite flower is hydrangeas, type a 2 if it's roses. You'll see a bunch of answers because you made it easy for people to engage, right? Also, people will say, no one comments on my stuff. Nobody reviews my podcast. It's like, how many comments do you leave on other people's stuff, right? How often do you speak to your podcast listeners, right? For us, we decided that 6 months into my show, I started reading letters from people who would write letters and answering their questions on the second episode. So we made a second episode every single week to talk to our listeners. It's engagement. And so there's a whole world of things that we can do to focus on these two things. And then you know what happens? People raise their hands. That's a lead. They want more. They're like, ooh, 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 ooh. I love that you're showing all these organizing things. And I love that you're engaging with me. So now it's inevitable that I'm like, can you help me with it? And what happens next? You say, yes, I can. And based on the engagement and having understood people, you've created the thing you think they need. And you say, here's an invitation. They go, great. Boom. There's the sale. Is this making sense? So our job is to be visible, is to engage with people. Through the engagement, we're polling them. We're asking them what they need, right? Let's say you're a pediatrician and you want to start an online business. You might want to go into your DMs and ask 3 or 4 people, if I was going to teach a class, would you prefer I teach a class on allergies, tantrums, blah, 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 babies sleeping through the night? Oh my God, there's the answer key. Cool. Now you start giving away some content on that and asking them questions. And then you know people are going to say, I need this. Can you solve this problem? And you say, yeah, I'm doing a workshop on this in 2 weeks. Here's the link. You can pay. You can join us. And so this is why there's a method to the madness, right? And this is why Colleen and I, like I said, we like to give you these 5 days of free workshop because first of all, they're very, very, very fun for me to do, right? I wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun. And also I feel like I want to demystify business and I want to show you that you can make money from what you love. And I want to show you what abundance really is. And I want to turn you on so you can turn yourself on every single day. And this is why we created a 3-month program, because as you hear what I'm saying, if it starts to make sense, right? Well, it really helps, right? To go deeper into all of these things, right? And to actually get it done, right? I think information should be free. It's the implementation that you pay for. Why do people join our class? Because they want the actual implementation, right? It's one thing to go hear Martha Stewart talk to you about how to make the best popovers or tarts, and she can even give you the recipe, but it would be a totally different level if she sat beside you and you cooked with her in the kitchen, because she would say, see, when you did that dry ingredient, I wanted you to first mix that, or I actually want you to let the yeast rise for 15 whole minutes, and I want you to prime the oven. And I really mean it when I say that. And you go, oh, I'm really getting it. So the reason we teach a 3-month program is because there's a lot more nuance, right? Like I can tell you the game of tennis and I can tell you the game of chess, but if I were to coach you to play chess, you would master it. You wouldn't just understand the basics. You would understand it in a level that you can play it in a different way. And so that's why we do 6 weeks of understanding how to tune that vibration. And sometimes people love it. And sometimes they say, just get me to the business building part. I want to make passion turn into profits. And we're like, yeah. Like, stay with me, right? It's like the Karate Kid. Like, I need you first over here. I need you good over here so that I can bring you over there, right? And that's why we do that. And I'm weaving that in because as the chat is going, I'm getting DMs and people are asking me about the class. So I do want to tell you, if you want to join the program, the cart is going to open tonight and there are going to be bonuses. We're not done, by the way. We're not done with today's session. But if you want to join, you'll go after this to kathyheller.com/join. And the bonuses are you're going to get a bundle on how to do deep dive, like quick, make the most money from sales. We have incredible classes. Natasha Hemingway is giving the class. I think Jerisha Hawk is giving the class, right? Yeah. Amazing. Like, these girls are, whatever you think I'm, wherever level you think I'm at, I feel like their specialty is the sales. So you get that bundle. And then there's another bundle too. What else do they get as a fast action bonus, Colleen?
Yeah. So Kathy's hypnotist, Penny, who's extraordinary.
So I have, I do all kinds of coaching all the time, right? Because I'm obsessed, right? Like, I want to get to the next level. I want to meet my edge and find even more space. And so in this season, I actually have a business person that I work with because Colleen and I are always trying to find that next level. And I also have a hypnotherapist. And so she's going to come in as another fast action bonus. This is for anybody who enrolls by tomorrow night. You're going to get this sales bundle and you're also going to get this hypnotherapy session, which is really balm because your subconscious mind is the thing that is pretty much deciding all the results of your life, right? Your subconscious is responsible for 95% of your mind, 95% of your vibration, 95. So we want to clean that out. And so the work that we do combined with the work she does is a really beautiful pairing. So there's that. All right. So Colleen, when we go back to these four pillars, visibility, engagement, leads, sales, anything you want to add about these four pillars, Colleen?
Yeah, I think just an overall remembrance that the energy that you are bringing, how you're showing up matters. And what I mean by that is sometimes people go, okay, I'm supposed to engage because if I engage, like, then I'm getting the sales. And it's like, no. Engage because that process of doing that feels so good. It feels so nourishing. It feels so rewarding to just be in that moment with that person for what that moment is. That's very different than engaging because it's going to take me here. Because you can feel that frequency. Like, if people have reached out to you before online, you can tell, you can feel it when you're like, ooh, this feels like off, or it feels a bit invasive, or it feels a bit slimy, and I don't like that. That's because what you can sense and feel is they're all about where this is leading to, and they're not just dropped into the enjoyment and pleasure of the moment. And it's a subtle shift, but it's really, really important, because the more that you can just trust that the sales are a byproduct of you just being in your authentic self and you being so present and real in your engagement with people, it will inevitably wind up leading you there, right? So it's really not, I have to do these things because all I want to do is be over here. It's, again, there's only the moment, there's only the now, there's only the here. So when you can give yourself that space to do that, it completely changes how other people are going to experience you.
Yeah, I really think that's a huge point. I don't know that everybody gets that, but once they go through our program, they really get that, which is your alignment is your alignment is your alignment, right? Like, the amount that you are available to receive, you're going to receive it anyway, right? It'll either come through like this NFT that you just happened to buy and you'll like wind up with that amount of money, or it'll come through this buyer. It's like your alignment can't miss you, right? If everything is energy and you literally at a frequency where you are moving at a speed, energy has a speed, right? If you're moving at this speed of creativity and love, that is abundance, right? Abundance is already now here. It can't miss you. So you're going to be like, it's like a tuning fork, right? It's those guitars. You send out a C note, the C note just comes back and it'll find you in a million zillion different amazing ways, right? It's kind of like I started this podcast just thinking this would be a side thing. And then the podcast turned into multiple millions of dollars because it can't kind of miss you when you don't need it to happen, right? But when you need it to happen, your clients can feel that and then they're kind of repelled by that. But if you just know that you already feel good and you're already connected to the energy that creates worlds because you are a vibe, then your vibe is the vibe. And it'll just be a match for what it is, right? I remember going to a party when I was single with a friend of mine. And we walk in and I'm all like dressed up because I want to meet a guy. And she's not, like, she had just come from yoga. So she was like a little sweaty and she had her hair in this like kind of messy ponytail. And all these effing guys were going over to her and she was actually not really feeling it. She had a little headache. So instead of going into the house, we were all hanging out in the living room. She kind of like went into the side room and she found a book. I'm not even joking. And she was reading this book. Like she just couldn't give an F about this party. So I'm doing my thing, using all my A material, walking around. And I meet this guy I think is really cute. And I'm walking out with him and I'm like, oh, he's talking to me. Like, this is so cool. And he says to me, who's your friend? And I'm like, are you actually effing kidding me? Like, are you joking? So she went out with him the next day and she's like, he's fine. He's cool, whatever. And I'm like, huh? Like, how did that work? And it was like, she wasn't needing it. And that's the sexiest effing thing in the world because she's just cool. And the truth is that was real. Like, what was she focused on every day? She wasn't focusing on the guy. She would go to yoga. She would take her walk. She likes to read a lot of like these old literature books. She's walking her dog. Yeah, she did meet a guy. In fact, when she got engaged, when she met her guy like 2 years later, she literally got engaged within 3 weeks. And I was like, no, it'll last. Like people were like, that's crazy. She's insane. I was like, no, like I know her. And they've been married 11 years and they have 3 kids. Like, she wasn't in need of it. And so everyone was intoxicated by her. So how does somebody find love? They are love. So they're generating love so that who do people want to be around? The person who's in wholeness. It's like, that's the sexiest woman to be around. Someone who's like, I'm enjoying my life. What you got? You know what I mean? And it's like, oh my God, I want to be around that. So when you're starting to do something you love and you're creating your passion project and you're putting it out there, it's like, if you're all good, you're just having the time, you're just enjoying it. It's just a blast. Everyone wants what you're drinking. Everybody wants to be in on it and you don't have to worry about it. And a million cooler things will happen than even the things you think. A friend of mine, Morgan Harper Nichols, some of you might know her. She's built this massive following online, but it started very, very small. She had her friends and family, right? She had like 800 followers online and she was doodling and she was hand lettering these like little phrases. And she posted one online. And then she said to me, and it was just so genuine and sweet. She said that she wanted to continue to be inspired, but she didn't always have something to say. So she would literally ask somebody in her life if they could just share something that they were going through so she could post something she would write for them. And then she wouldn't say who it was for. It would be anonymous, but it would give her something to hand letter and something to share that was poetic or beautiful to give somebody who specifically needed it. And then she would mail them the actual hand lettered thing that she made. And she said that that act of doing that 3 times a week and putting it in the mail, it felt so good to just give that away to people. People would be like, this is the most beautiful piece of art. And, you know, and so people would send her these DMs and say like, I'm going through this breakup and I guess I need to feel better. And she'd be like, cool. And she'd write something for that person, like to remember that everything is okay or whatever it was. So it could be genuine for someone. And what happened? Brené Brown saw something she posted. She never could have planned for that. Somebody posted it on Pinterest, which led to Brené Brown seeing it, which led to it going viral. And that was kind of crazy. And then the next thing she couldn't plan for, Splendid, you know, the clothing brand, they reached out to her and said, could you do this on clothing? Like, could you take a sweatshirt and like hand letter a quote? And she was like, yeah. And what I'm saying is like, just like the podcast, just like I got a book deal. If you would have asked me, I barely graduated from high school. College, I did pretty well. That's a whole different story, I think, of why. But going through high school, like writing and like my grammar is like atrocious. Like if you would have told me one day you're going to get like a multi six-figure book deal, I'd be like, that's not possible. But it is possible because when you're flowing with the most exhilarated vibe and you're just busy showing up, you've got what you got to do and you're doing it, everything else takes care of itself. The biggest reason people don't build wealth, right, in this way, they don't profit from their passion, is they're just not in momentum. They're not doing anything. They're not taking any action. because they're wanting to take the right action, or they're worried that the action they take, oh my God, nobody commented. Nobody did. It's like, no, just get busy. Just do you, right? Just get into that motion, because there's a lot to do. Like, go have fun, be visible, engage with people, ask people questions, right? So here's some rules of thumb, right? When you use Instagram as a tool, and we'll start with Instagram, and then we'll talk about podcasting. Like, you use Instagram every day, it should be a 5 by 5. Like, you should make 5 comments a day that are genuine. Not like great, but like, you should ask people, say more about that. I love this. Tell me more. Say more, right? I want to know more about this golden retriever. I want to know more about your trip to Greece. Tell me one more thing, or tell me where was the best place you ate there, right? Engage with people in comments and also in DMs, right? If somebody writes you a note or like something, you know, why did you like that? Why did that speak to you? I just looked at your feed. I noticed that you're also from Kansas City. Me too. What's your favorite barbecue sauce? Like, talk to people every single day. Talk to people, ask people questions. Every single day, there are leads pouring into your life, right? And what about the people already in your life? What about the parents of your children's friends, right? Like, there's so many people in your life. But when you have, again, a subconscious mind that says, I'm not good enough, this isn't possible, I don't have the right website, I'm not there yet, I'm not here yet, forget it. Oh, and P.S., how does that feel? That feels like crap, right? So now you're walking around and there's all this stuff that you're not yet ready to do. And even if you were, who would you be? And what would they think of you if you started a business? There was a girl in the New York Times. I talked about her on my very first podcast. This is 6.5 years ago. Her name is Claudia Barella. I read an article about her in the New York Times. Who was she? She was a woman who lived in this apartment building, and she's Cuban, and she made flan, and she would make flan all the time. And one of her friends said to her, why don't you like make this a business? And, oh my God, I could never do that. A business. That sounds so overwhelming. It's like, well, it's your passion. You're literally doing it every day. Like, why don't you get paid for it? So what did she do? She decided to give it to her neighbors on her floor. And people were like, this is amazing. And you know what she did next? She walked into Dean and DeLuca. And she was like, would you want to buy this? And they were like, actually, yeah. And she started selling like 20 cups a day. And then she needed an assistant. And then she figured that out. And then she opened her own store. And it's like, it's all here, but it's that first step, right? It's like the first time that you actually say it. All you really need, right, to succeed, and all you really need to succeed in this business that you want, launching your passion, right? 20 seconds of pure courage. Like 20 seconds of courage, you hit send on that email. 20 seconds of courage, you go live, and you just figure it out as you go live, right? And then what do? You drop things like shame. You drop things like self-doubt. Like the wins that you get, I kind of find that the vibrational piece of everything is all that we need. However, I always go back to wanting to teach people how to start a business. Why? Because it's the best version of therapy, because you can't escape yourself. If you really want to see where your blind spots are and you really want to overcome it, start a business, because a business is a relationship. It's the ultimate relationship. It's you and other people, and it's listening, and it's not taking rejection seriously, and it's using rejection as feedback, and it's getting excited, and it's coming back in alignment, getting people enrolled in your own enthusiasm. It is the freaking best path for you to ultimately ascend and to drop a lot of bad habits. And so when we don't actually step up and start this business, A, we don't have financial freedom because you're always working for someone else. And B, you don't ever fully let go of self-doubt and shame and comparison, because there's really nothing for you to execute that around, right? But when you have to actually go show up and be visible and engage, it puts you in a position where you have to let that go. And that is probably the biggest gift. But the reason that we do this 3-month program is really for one thing. It's financial freedom, right? Because in me starting my own platform, my husband used to work at Fox Sports. He worked there for 14 years. You know what happened after 14 years? Fox got bought by Disney, right? So he could go to another place, right? But what happens with my business, right? My business is my brand. My business is me. Right. So as long as I want to have a business, I just keep showing up. And if you round it up to the nearest millionth, even though I have a very famous podcast, most people have never heard of me. And it doesn't matter, right? Because it's intimacy. So I teach people how you can find a tiny, tiny little segment of the human beings who are in this world, who you can meet a lot of them online, right? And the work has already been done for you. There's already people who are already in groups of people who like certain things, who then will discover you because the content they're looking at is already that. Like it's so in your favor to create a business, and then you can keep scaling. There's no ceiling on it, right? You just can keep showing up and keep creating. And once somebody knows and likes and trusts you, they'll pretty much buy anything from you, right? So they might have started by buying this product, but now they want this experience because they want you. What do they find with podcasters? The advertisers make more money putting ads in podcasts. Why? And the audience has an intimate relationship with the podcaster. So if the podcaster then says, you really have to try Away Luggage, people actually buy it. Why? Because they're connected to the person, right? Mm-hmm. Versus if you're watching a show on NBC back in the day and Crest toothpaste comes on, it just feels like an interruption. But when we're connected to people, we buy from people we know, like, and trust. So when you start a personal brand, when you start to create visibility and engagement, there's no end to what you can do because that audience is currency. Your audience is everything, right? And it's the depth of the audience. So a small engaged audience every single day, I would tell you, is worth more than you learning fancy funnel softwares or you trying to get this many people and trying to be all of these things to all these people. It's like, just get a small intimate audience. Colleen, anything you want to say before we start to wrap up?
Yeah, I love literally what you just pointed out there, which is it's very, very easy in the online space to get distracted. Oh, do I need to be on LinkedIn? And I need to be on TikTok? And I need to be here? And I need to be there? And it's like, oh, and I need a fancy funnel? And oh, I need a program first? And oh, I need this? And it's really as simple as these four pillars that Kathy just shared. And if we could give ourselves the permission not to get distracted, to not let that become a way that we try and line all our ducks up in a row first, you will be amazed at what's possible to start happening for yourself. Because it really is just about bringing your authentic self, sharing it, engaging with people, bringing them into something free, and then inviting them to more. It really can be that simple. We don't need all of these crazy complicated bells and whistles and this and that. Because that often actually derails you from the momentum that's actually going to sustain you in creating a really thriving business.
Yeah. And there is no good reason that you should get to the age of 95 and look back and say, I didn't do what I loved. You know, Ethan Hawke gave this beautiful talk, and you can find it online. And he was talking about his grandmother who lived till she was in her 90s. And when she knew she was going to be leaving this world, she wrote sort of a memoir for her kids and grandkids. And he said it was really striking that in this 35-page thing that she wrote, and she had lived through like two world wars, two husbands, one had passed, like all these kids, all like she lived through a lot. And out of 35 pages, she spent 11 pages talking about one summer where she sewed costumes for a theater. Mm-hmm. And he was in tears because it was one summer and she never did it again. 11 pages out of 35. It was something like that. You'll watch it. You'll tell me the exact proportion, but it was like enough that he did the whole talk about it. And he was saying, it just shows you that when we're in our passion, we feel the most alive. Mm-hmm. And his whole point of the talk was to say, find that thing that lights you up and don't let it go. And mm-hmm. don't settle for, well, I'm not sure if it's something. Don't settle for, well, I don't know which one it is. Don't settle for that. Because getting up every day and finding that thing that makes you tick, that makes you uniquely you, it deserves your attention. And what I'm here to tell you is after working with thousands of people, whether you like to do hand lettering or knitting, or you're really good at teaching people how to do their taxes on their own, and it's just like you love math, or whatever it is that you love to do, you can literally make millions doing it. And it's not hard. It's actually the opposite. It's about empathy. It's about people. It's about showing up. So I will tell you, we are so excited. We have two more days. We have tomorrow, we're coming back here. And then Friday, we'll be streaming it here also. But if you want the opportunity to be on Zoom with Colleen and I, you can come in the Zoom room. That's on Friday. So we'll give you that link when we need to give it to you. But we'll be back here tomorrow. And we're really excited to spend these next 2 days. And I think you can tell we love doing this. It is literally so fun. I get sad actually when they end because I really enjoy doing this work. And we have a lot more content to give you. And I hope that you're feeling, and I think that you are. I can see it in the comments. It's pretty darn fire. But every single day, there's a real piece of content. So you don't want to miss tomorrow because each day is different. And each day there's like heaps of things that I think are paradigm shifts that are going to help you to actually move forward. But I will tell you that the doors to our program officially open tonight. So we'll be putting this out everywhere. We'll tell people on my podcast, we'll tell people on Instagram. And we're so excited about it because we know for certain, this is what's so cool about doing something and having done it and done it and done it. We know for certain that 3 months from now, the people who take this program will be in a different place and they will be off to the races and they will have financial freedom and they will have a different vibration and their lives will change. And then we get all these letters. And so for us, I actually feel morally obligated to hammer it home and let you know the doors are open. If you knew that you actually had somebody's wallet here, you wouldn't just call them once. You'd be like, hi, have your wallet. I have it. Like, come, I have it. Like, come, right? Like if you had a cure for some disease, you wouldn't just go, I have it, right? So me and Colleen feel like for a lot of you, you're going to make whatever decision feels right for you. And we want you to self-select, right? We want the people who are like, I came to play. I'm going to put my running shoes on, but I'm going to be morally obligated to tell you like this program is not like anything else that's out there. And I think you can tell by being in this experience, it's just not. However, you have to do the work, right? Like if I gave you the best recipe for brownies and you don't take the flour and the sugar out of the cupboard and you don't mix it, you don't turn that oven on, you are not getting brownies guaranteed. You just won't get them. And so we want, and I said this earlier, we only want people who are like, game on, it's game on. Like if it's game on for you and you're like, she's my person, which I'm not for all of you, but if I am, you're like, you're my person. I can't go back to sleep. I'm not going to tolerate myself like spending another year in the same place. Great, this is for you. But if you're not, don't do it. Don't do that to me because I'll tell you, I have no room for excuses in my program. Like I will make you go and show up. And I'll also tell you what I looked at when I created program 6 years ago, I saw a big gap in the market because everything was like self-paced. Everything was like videos, you can watch them. So we combined, right? Self-study, because you need that, right? Because not everyone can get there live, as you can see, even through this. We had 16,000 people show up for this, 13,000 of you joined the group, and what, 1,200, 1,500 come live. You guys have stuff to do. You're working, you have kids. So we created both, right? You have a self-studied 12 sessions you can go watch anytime, self-paced, but then you've got 12 hours of instruction with me live, and you've got 12 sessions with Colleen live, right? That's important, I felt. Because I felt like I know you and I know my people. If I just give you the self-study stuff, you're not showing up, right? And if I just give you the self-study stuff and I give you a community, maybe you're a little bit closer to accountability, but you're probably not fully showing up. So we combined. You get me live with you for 12 hours of instruction, plus those videos you can self-pace, plus workbooks, right? We do 6 weeks of that vibration stuff. And it is stealth. It is like Jedi proof, right? After 6 weeks, you're going to actually start to see your friends and family. You're going to be like, holy crap, these people are suffering all the time and I'm in a different place, right? You're going to love them. You're actually going to start to see them turn on. You're going to start to see them actually feel better just by being around you. You're going to be like, oh my God, my mom is a different person. News at 11, I'll tell you how my mom has changed so much, but it is literally like you will become the satellite dish for all these people around you. That's the first 6 weeks. Second 6 weeks, we're showing up. We're putting our running shoes on in a different way. But it'll be easier because you had those first 6 weeks to just marinate in a higher vibration. And those second 6 weeks will take your passion, will get you visible. You will move through that discomfort. You will start to be generous. You will be more worried about being generous to other people than you are about how you are perceived. And you will begin to light up the world and you will get paid and you'll be part of this marketplace. You know, here's the thing. If somebody right now is looking for a scrapbooking workshop, they're going to buy it anyway. They may as well buy it from you. You're not creating the customer. You're not convincing them to want it. You're just there as a person who they can go to. And why shouldn't they go to you? You care more. You're invested more. You're excited. And beginners are the best for people to work with. They're collaborative. They don't have egos. They're like, let's go. Let me give you extra. I want you to be super satisfied. That's the person who you buy something from Etsy. She sends you a Laffy Taffy too. Right? Like you've got this. You've got this. If somebody is looking right now and they want to hire an organizer, or they want a photographer for their wedding, they're already going to hire the person. They're going to spend that money anyway. They may as well spend it on you. And I will just say about the cost of our program, we have literally created something that is literally, if you look at what it costs to actually have the best coaching and mentorship and success and all that stuff. I mean, when we actually bundle this together, it's worth multiples and multiples, and you can feel it, right? You can literally feel when something is valuable and when it's not. We price it in a way where we feel like it gets you a little bit uncomfortable because if you don't have sunk cost, you know you don't show up, right? If you join the gym and you don't hire a trainer, you're not going to get there. Don't lie to me. I see the data. I know what the data looks like. Most people just don't go. However, the days where I've hired the trainer, I got there because I'm not going to have him wait for me. So that money I spent on the trainer was actually really important because otherwise the gym membership is expensive because it's completely a waste. But if I actually hire the trainer, I actually use the gym. So you need to be uncomfortable. You need sunk costs. I paid for my own college, right? My parents were getting divorced earlier than that. I didn't have the money. It was the best thing for me. That's why I got good grades in college. Did you hear me say that? I basically almost failed out of high school, got to college, got straight A's, graduated with honors. Why? I was paying for it. It was hard to pay for it. It called me up. It made me a better person. I had to have three jobs. It was not easy because I was paying for it. I didn't miss a class. Because I didn't miss a class, I got straight A's. I became editor of my college paper. It's because I paid for college that I worked that hard. You got to show up. You've got to be uncomfortable. And Jen Sincero, who wrote You Are a Badass, said to me, she was living in a garage eating cans of tuna fish. And she had no money, but she had good credit. And she needed a new car. And she went with her friend to look at cars and she could either buy a car that was $150 a month or she could buy this Audi that was $800 a month. Again, she had no money, but she had good credit. So she was going to buy this $150 car. And her friend said to her, what if you bought the $800 car? She goes, oh my God, that'd be so scary. Well, actually, she decided to do it. And what happened was she said that was the beginning of everything because it forced her to make it real. She then had to go ahead. It forced her to create her business. What did she start doing? She started coaching people on creative writing. And then she actually started to become successful. She moved out of the garage because she had no choice. She had to find the $800, right? So because she got resourceful, because she had to, necessity is the mother of invention, she actually grew her business. Then she wrote You Are a Badass, which made her multi-millions of dollars. It's just all here for us. It's all here for us. And we have to ask ourselves what's cheap and what's expensive. The last thing I'll tell you about that is that my grandmother, who grew up in literally like the Great Depression, lived in a tenement, had no money, came from Ukraine, lost her own mother, escaped persecution, like literally lived what it means to have no food, no nothing. And I remember her saying to me, she had this cherry wood dining set. And she said, you don't buy things that are cheap because they wind up costing more. And so when I first moved to LA and I went to IKEA, she was like, that's a waste of your money. You just spent too much money. I said, what do you mean? It was way cheaper than going to Crate and Barrel. She said, no, because that thing that you thought was cheap is going to break next year. So actually cost you more money. So she said the things that are actually more expensive are less money because that cherry wood table, I still have it. She left it for me. Right? She had that cherry wood table for 75 years. And now I have it because it's about quality, right? And so when we created the program, we created the program in a way where we wanted to make it possible for you to actually be accountable to yourself. So you needed live sessions, you need self-study stuff. Plus you get put into pods. Those pods become people's best friends. We put you into small groups. You have homework every single week. You have live calls with Colleen. You have live calls with me. It's kind of a no-brainer, which I think is why it's so successful. And people actually tend to repeat it. We have alumni who come back and repeat it because you want to just get to that next place and that next place. Colleen, anything you want to say, then we'll give the winners and we'll wrap up for the day.
Just that if you're feeling called for more and you can have that sense, explore it. Go to kathykeller.com/join, look at the page, ask us questions. You can post them in the group. You can DM any of us that have the name admin next to it. There's a reason you found your way here, right? There's a reason you're even here right now watching this and knew that it was a priority on some level for you to be here. So follow that, right? And just feel into that. And I will say the most magical thing about the spaces that Kathy cultivates and creates, this is life-changing. It's literally life-changing. And time again, every student coming through will be blown away by how almost unrecognizable in the best way their lives become, because it's really about the freedom, Kathy said, right? And the way that she's able to help you find your way home to that is unlike anyone I've ever seen when they're teaching in that content and mentoring you to move towards that space. So trust yourself and just really feel into what this experience is for you and what might be possible if you would keep immersing yourself in this kind of energy that this week has been for like 12 weeks and on an even like deeper, more special level.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I know how genuine you are, and I really appreciate it. I know you say that to me a lot, but it means a lot. And I'll just say what it reminded me of is, and you know this, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but my favorite Broadway musical is Dear Evan Hansen. I saw it actually, talk about value. I flew to New York because my sister, who's in the chat, was like, no, Kath, like, this will change your life. So I wanted to see Ben Platt in it. I didn't want to see the understudy. So I knew he was leaving the role. He originated it. I knew he was leaving at the end of November. So I flew there and I spent $900 on a ticket. And it was everything. It's kind of like people who spent 11 grand to see Hamilton with Lin-Manuel, like that happened, but there's a reason that happened because it's a different show to see the experience with him and not with him, right? Remember the value, right? So I watched this man in this role and it's the most amazing music and it's the most amazing show. I say this because that show is about people who don't feel seen. That's really what it's about. And everybody kind of relates to that because we all have the same secret. We go to sleep at night and we're like, does anyone really see me? And that's why I do what I do, right? Growing up in my house, my parents arguing all the time. My mom became really depressed. I told you she had all those gifts. And by the way, the other day, I told you the beginning of that story. I told you that her understudy, right, asked her if they should go audition for Little Shop of Horrors. And my mom didn't go. Well, that woman got the lead in Little Shop. Her name, Ellen Green, she was Audrey on Broadway. And then she was actually Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors in the movie. And so my whole life, I had this feeling I would look around and I saw that people didn't feel seen and heard. And so the reason I do this program and the reason I show up for these workshops, and you can feel it, the reason I get so much, I get so passionate, right? That has to come from somewhere, right? Where does that come from? It comes from pain. It comes from, I think pain is inevitable, right? But suffering is optional. And I see so many people suffering, right? Pain can actually be, it can turn to pleasure. Like when you're having a baby and you're in pain, you're in labor, there's a purpose to that pain. So it's actually a different kind of pain, right? There's something actually beautiful about certain kinds of pain because they reveal courage in us. They reveal something in us that's stronger. Like my first child going through labor, I came out of that. I literally felt like a different person. Like my sister saw that in me. I always felt a little bit immature. I felt like the night before I had the baby, I said to my husband, oh my God, like I won't be your baby anymore. Like I have to grow up tomorrow. And when I pushed that child out, I felt like I could do anything. That pain revealed in me actually a tremendous amount, a big capacity beyond what I thought I was capable of. And that's actually exhilarating, but suffering is not exhilarating. And when I saw Dear Evan Hansen, I felt very like, these are the songs that I'm really singing. You will be found, you will be seen, right? And I felt that way when I was in high school and my parents had broken up and my dad was nowhere to be found. He had a new family. And my mom was really sad and going through her thing. I felt like, does anyone see, like waving through a window, right? And so I started this because I believed that the opposite of depression might not be happiness, it might be purpose. And that when we're in our purpose and we're walking in purpose, we feel something bigger than happiness. We feel joy, right? Mm-hmm. Happiness is kind of dependent on things, but joy is kind of, it's like bigger. It's like the lightness of your own being, right? And so I felt like if I could show people that they're needed and that they have a purpose and they could actually do what they love every day, I felt like they would have joy all the time. And so that's why I do what I do. And so there's a lot that happens in these programs. And I feel really grateful that I was led to it because honestly, selfishly, it gives me a tremendous amount to get to do this and to see people turn the lights on. So I love you. I've enjoyed this so much. And we're not even close to done. We're a little bit more than halfway through this workshop. We have 2 more days. So we'll be back tomorrow for another session. We're going to go deeper into really honing how you choose which passion project. How do you know which one to choose? And what are the next steps to take to monetize that? We'll talk a little bit even more about sales and those sales conversations. And we'll talk more about that vibration too, because you want to not wobble, right? You want to sustain it. And then on Friday, we'll all meet up in a Zoom room and you guys can ask any questions. But the doors to the program open tonight. The doors to the program will close in a few days, but they're open tonight. You can go to kathyheller.com/join. And if you join in the next 24 hours, you get the sales bundle with several amazing coaches. And you also get my hypnotherapist to come in and do a live session with you, as well as you get a recorded session from her that you can watch whenever you want. So we're going to sign off in a second. There'll be another giveaway for those of you who do your homework. And we have another giveaway for those of you who give us feedback, which helps us prepare for our Friday Q&A. If you go to kathyheller.com/share and you share with us your feedback, it'll help us understand better what your goals are, what's been in the way for you, which will then we will put you in a raffle to win a $500 Nordstrom gift card. Like I said, you could go buy some Alice and Olivia stuff. I just love their stuff. This is a new one, Colleen. Isn't it cute?
I love it. I love anything with a ruffle.
I know. Well, the ruffles are really the jam. So more giveaways there. We really enjoyed this so much. If you want somebody to reach out to you and give you more information, just type the word ready. If you type the word ready, one of our girls, including my sister, might be one of those people, but they'll reach out and give you more details about the program. If you're just ready to join the program, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. And if that's not where you're at, but you want two more days of this, come back here tomorrow because we're doing it again and we've got some more amazing stuff to share. And I'm hoping that, like I said, that those of you who are here are getting so much out of it. So that's all. We loved you today. We loved you yesterday. Thank you for all the incredible comments. It's really, really gorgeous and rare and beautiful and refreshing to see so much positivity in a world where sometimes people don't see all of this. Like, it's just amazing. And we just feel thankful for it. So thank you. And thank you, Colleen. Do your homework. Talk to you guys later.